This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This is Jeff Probst, and you're listening to Review Review.
I just want to know.
A very special guest. This is, we're not even gonna like beat around the bush. We're not gonna do a little banter beforehand. We're not gonna waste time with me and Jeff James, because what the fuck's the point in that?
What's that?
We have one of the dearest people, one of my most incredible family friends, an uncle of sorts. And what's really cool about this person is that it's like, I think we both share something really cool in common, and in that, like, we both are hosts, and we both host, I think, like, really famous things.
Not really, though, right?
I think what's
his
cool
is
that it's like
multiple Emmy winning.
No, but I think what's cool is that it's like I co-host a niche comedy podcast.
Yeah.
And he hosts a 40-season show called Survivor. So,
right.
Well,
37
Jeff
Probst,
seasons. Why are you here?
What up, Riley? What up, Jeff?
Thanks for coming
Riley,
on.
I love that I've made the an uncle of sorts. Like, that's high compliment.
That's high praise.
I mean, you basically are. Jeff has known me since I had a gap in my teeth and wore pink ensembles every day. Jeff has known me for
a little time.
Riley sometimes just texts me like childhood photos, and I'm like, nothing's changed. You're like, look more mature and put together, but your personality is still this kid who's like crouching in a devil Halloween costume and scowling at the camera.
You know, it's interesting to hear you say that, Jeff, because I've been around Riley for a long time, since she was, I don't know, I mean, really
little.
Like
7 or 8.
Yeah, right. But it's only been in the last, I'd say, several years where I actually feel like I'm getting to know Riley as this young woman, this force, writer, comedian, big time host of a big time podcast.
Now do Jeff. So that's all the cool things about me. Now do Jeff, who you've just met minutes ago.
You just met me 20 minutes ago.
Now, Jeff, what is great about you that I can already tell is that with the Dodger cap and that opening thing where you do with the head tilt, is that you are clearly super talented, and I know, even though I know nothing about
you.
Can
you just do one thing, and I'll put this at the top of the episode. Can you just say, this is Jeff Probst, and you're listening to Review Review?
This is Jeff Probst, and you're listening to Review Review.
Yes!
So there you go. That's all we need, and that's all the time we have. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for coming.
Jeff, how's your quarantine been, like, from March till now? What have you been up to? Highlights, lowlights, and everything in between.
Highlights, the way our schedule with our family and my work works is that typically we go to spring break in Hawaii for a week in March, because the kids are out of school. We have a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old. And then I go on to Fiji and shoot Survivor. We went to Hawaii, and then we canceled Survivor. Mm-hmm. So we stayed in Hawaii. And what we thought was going to be, let's just stay another couple days, turned into 3.5 months.
No way.
It was maybe the
That's amazing.
Yeah, Jeff, it was, I'm not kidding, probably the best 3.5 months of my last 20 years because we had two family friends there. So their kids were there and we're all friends. So we kind of just quarantined together. We only saw each other. We had dinners every night. We played tennis in the morning. It was like life had stopped and nothing was happening. And then I would call back to LA to my friends and they would say, could you please stop sending photos?
This is a hellscape.
It's not
We're
like
living
that
through
here.
The apocalypse. We're living through a pandemic.
Yes.
You created
trash.
A utopia, a version of that society could operate as.
Yes. And here's what I learned, that I am a commune type of guy. I just need a neighborhood with maybe 12 houses, and then I'll pick the 12 families that live in it. And, you know, with a few people maybe wanting to paint their house purple or something weird, everything should go pretty well. We'll cook for each other. We'll hang out. We won't hang out. I don't really need a giant world. Yeah. I just need my little circle.
All white linen dresses and smocks.
And
everything.
I was going to say, this is how Charles Manson like pitches this life to you. And you're like, this sounds pretty nice. let's do it.
What's the most challenging part of being with three families or however many on an island during a global pandemic?
That's a good question.
Was anybody voted off?
No. And we actually had no arguments, which we all kept secretly going, sooner or later,
right. The
shit's
going
to hit the fan. Somebody's going to have a cocktail and say, by the way, pro, enough with the commune talk. Put on some clothes, bro. What are you doing?
I got my kids here,
no,
man.
No, it was great, Jeff. It really was great. And then we came back to LA, and then I did really start to appreciate it in all seriousness, I did start to appreciate that I'd been completely out of touch. I just really couldn't appreciate those first 3 months because we weren't here. But now we've been here for months, and I haven't left this house in months, except I see Riley. I see Riley. And some other friends, and that's really about it.
A very small little pod.
Yeah. That's the way to do it, though, is to, like, it's really, for me, the quarantine has shown me, like, who do I actually like? Because who do I want to, like, almost risk my, at least health, maybe life for?
I mean, even when I see Probes, it's like, I haven't hugged you in, like, a year. Like, it feels like
it's only been a few months. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's just like we had a fight before then. So, like, that kind of wasn't about the pandemic. It was like we were in just kind of
a tiff.
It wasn't a
fight. That was not a fight.
It was an argument.
So, you were on the island. You were in Hawaii?
I was on the island. And then, you know, he's like, we're all equal here. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Tell him why.
No, it's like we were all in the pool. I was in the pool. Everyone wanted to get in. And I'm like, no, this is my time. This is, you know, like,
was
kind
it
of
like
my
a small
position.
Pool, like just a lap pool, or would they've all fit?
No, it was like a pretty, I mean, everyone could have fit.
Right, Olympic
but
size.
But it's like with my position,
everyone,
it's
meaning
absolutely
everybody
Olympic
size. At the resort. Could
everyone
have fit.
At the resort could have fit.
Several hundred people.
Right, that's what
and
I
said,
thought. It was a wave pool.
No. And that's when it all kind of turned south. But speaking of resorts, speaking of pools, speaking of beaches and islands, and, you know, we were kind of island-inspired, given Jeff Probst your line of work, and you live in Fiji most of the year when,
that's
you
where
know,
this came
it is safe
from.
To do so. Today, we are talking about none other than
Sandals
Beach
Resorts. Sorry. Not a beach.
It's fine. I almost said beach, but I didn't know if you were going to say beach. So I was like a little quirky and cute.
Right.
So, guys, do you have any experience either? Because I know I've seen a bunch of, I've never been to a Sandals, but I have seen so many ads for them.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been. Like, they're really, their PR team blasts Sandals ads like nobody's fucking business.
Yeah.
And I feel like the vibe of it, I think they always advertise it being like it's in like a super inclusive package.
Yeah, like
kind
all
of experience.
Things included, flat rate. It's expensive, but you
exactly.
don't have to pay for food or drinks.
Exactly.
It's the cruise model.
It's,
I think.
That's exactly I think what the vibe is. It's a hotel that feels like a cruise to me. The way they advertise it, it's like, I know I can leave whenever I want. I know we're land bound, but there's something about it that feels like a cruise.
It feels like there's no turning back when you kind of
land. I went to it. I went to a Sandals in Jamaica in my early 20s. So like, you know, in the late 1800s. But there was this defining moment for me when I realized, I think on like hour two, that it was not for me. And that is when the woman comes by going,
Hour two.
You have, what, 5 days?
Hour two. Yeah, we were there, I think, 7 days. I think there were five or six of us just went. Because of what you said, it was like, yeah. Hey, it's $2,200, but it covers everything.
Yeah.
So we can drink like crazy, which means Captain Morgan and Coke. You know, that's what they have.
Yeah,
of course.
But we get there, and within the first hour, a woman comes by. Hi, group volleyball in 40 minutes. Group volleyball in 40 minutes. We'll be doing shots. And like, oh, man, fuck. I don't want to be a part. What was I thinking? I'm not a group guy. Yes. It was a cult. Yeah. Wait, Riley, it was a cult.
So did you feel like you had to go to all, like, did you end up going to these, like, group planned activities? Like, did you feel bad if you were just I just want to like hang on the beach with my friends. I don't want to play volleyball with this couple I don't know.
What we ended up doing, but the guilt that I felt was real, because they come by and that, you know, they come by and they go, hi, what's your name, guys? Hey, what's your name?
I don't want to be interrupted, but it's Jeff. Yeah.
Jeff, hi. And what's your name?
Should I give a fake name? Fuck, no, I'd feel bad. I'm Riley. It's on the reservation.
Okay, are you guys married?
No, we're just here on like a company retreat.
Oh, because if you were married, I was going to say hedonism is just across the bay. That's clothing optional if you guys wanted to do that.
Hedonism?
But hey.
All right. Like hedonism, the concept, or is that a place?
Hey, here's the thing.
Okay.
Sandals are really fun, but it requires group effort. And I'm coordinator, the fun coordinator.
Right.
And we just would love for you to join us in volleyball. And it's really fun because every time you miss a shot, we do a shot.
Oh,
like that? Miss a shot,
so
do a
fun.
Shot.
Miss a
is
shot,
that
do
mandatory,
a shot.
Though?
That's
because
really
I'm really bad at volleyball. So I'm worried that I'm going to get like too drunk.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. And so you do have to like put the Heisman and stiff arm and say, I might later, but I really don't want to.
Oh,
I'll watch.
God.
It's like midnight and you're just here. You're in bed.
I'm back later.
Hey.
What?
All you can drink. Sorry to interrupt. All you can drink down at the tiki bar. All you can drink. We're doing some fun cocktails. Some fun mocktails. I know it's a weekday.
How many people are there?
There aren't that many, and that's why I'm knocking on doors.
Dude, I'm just really tired. I totally appreciate you coming, but my wife and I, we really, to tell you the truth, we just wanted to hang out. We have 7 kids. We just wanted a break for a few days.
Okay.
Is that a cool?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I don't want to hurt your feelings. I'm super people pleaser.
Can I just like person to person, man to man, just like I need like a quota. Like there's a certain quota that Sandals has per employee.
Dude, let me get dressed. I'll be down in 10. I get it. I'm in.
And that's how I felt about like RA events in college.
That's also a similar
vibe.
It's
the same thing. Jeff Sandals.
I've never
Jeff
been
James
to Sandals,
Sandals,
but I went to Turks and Caicos I think it's in the Caribbean or something, when I was young in 5th grade. This was peak. Jeff, I used to be very overweight in middle school. Like more wide than I was tall. It was a cartoon man style.
He's so cute.
And so this was peak like fat kid, 5th grade. We're at this, it's not Sandals, it was near a Sandals, but it,
also, quick tangent, I feel like in 5th grade, at least for me, I feel like everyone in 5th grade took a trip to the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was the time when everyone was a kid. They're like, we went to Jamaica. I'm like, okay.
You know what it probably is that their parents just are finally starting to, like, have the money to go to that time, and then it just matches with you being in 5th grade, because I didn't go anywhere really before that. Anyway. We were in a...
Hey, wait, though, Jeff, I got to know. So are you self-conscious at that point?
At that point, absolute. Like, swim or shirt in the pool self-conscious.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
that sucks.
And then, so we're staying at this little, like, in this, like, hotel room on the ground floor. And so there's, like, you can walk straight out to the pool, which is awesome for me. I am peak gaming Jeff as well at this point. So I have my little Nintendo DS. And so I'm like gaming and I'm trying to walk out to the pool, And I think the door is open because, like, I also don't have glasses at this point, but need them. And so I'm walking through, and then the screen door is closed. I walk through a screen door and fall flat on my ass as this, like, group of girls that are my age walk past. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Surprise. And, yeah, that's one of the top five times I've ever been embarrassed in my entire life.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but I didn't get invited to hang out with the girls at the pool.
Man. Yeah.
That's so upsetting.
That's a tough one to make comedy off of. That's
just that
poor kid.
I think it's hilarious, but I don't know. It's that was a low point.
Really not a chubby kid anymore.
I appreciate that. I really do. I actually really needed to fucking hear that, Joe. For a guy like you to say something like that to me.
Now you're crying.
Also, I'll cut this out, but I need to know your skincare routine at the end of this because I need to get started.
I don't know. I'm looking at myself in the Zoom right now. Literally, while you were talking about being in fifth grade, I was looking at myself in the Zoom going, dude, you're going to just have to start accepting that you're aging and be graceful about it and don't fucking fight it. But then the other part of me went, fuck him. Fight it as long as you can.
You gotta help me, man.
We should
take a break.
We'll be right back after a word from these sponsors, Marty.
Marty.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter, the sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it, but I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it, and that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 24 subscriptions.
Oh my god,
things.
Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer lately. It means I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back with Jeff Probst.
Do you guys always take that long of a break? Because you said take a break. The Zoom ended. Yeah. Then you guys sent me a new link. And
well, I just kind of needed a nap, a power nap, as it were.
And I also wanted to watch another episode of Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
So I like had a full morning.
I hope you weren't like,
oh, hey, have you seen, no, have you seen, oh man, it's about selling properties in the Hamptons.
Oh, $1 Million Beach House.
It's on my list.
Yes. Okay. I haven't seen it yet. Everybody keeps, cause I just finished, we both just finished Selling Sunset and now everybody,
I'm still on season three. Don't spoil anything.
I'm not going to. Jeff, have you seen Selling Sunset?
In answer to your question, no, we gave it an episode. And we were out, yeah. But now I'm hearing you guys will be back in. But what we do like to watch is, and I don't think we're alone, all the shows where he's retiring and she's this. And then they show up and it's always the same thing. Hi, my name's Kathy. I'm a realtor. What are you guys looking for? And they want, well, we would like 4 bedrooms for our family plus a guest bedroom for our in-laws. We want to be close enough to the water with a view of the mountains. We want a big backyard for Tuffy, our dog, and we have 2 little children that also need a play space, and we have $64,000. What do you guess? Every time.
Or it's the opposite, where it's like, yeah, I work at a call center, and she works at a nonprofit. Our budget is $9 million. It's like, where do you get this money?
Right.
It's either or. I'd like to be a homeowner by the time I'm 30, Jeff. I talk about it on this show a lot. I don't make enough money to do that yet, but I'm hoping that someday I'll get that survivor cash, that Selling Sunset cash, something similar. Not working towards it actively, just hoping that something will be plopped in my lap. And I'll hold out hope until my 30th birthday.
I feel like I need to do a public service as the elder statesman of the three of us and just remind you, and anyone listening who lives in California, it is almost impossible to own in California unless you have several commas in your bank account. Mm. It's out of control. I mean, I have friends who work so hard, both work, both make great livings, and they're still like, I can't find a house. Every fucking house is $2.8 million.
Really?
You know, it's crazy.
So you don't think it's possible in 8 years?
I'm just saying like that my wife and I talk about it with our kids all the time saying, how is this going to work? California has gotten so out of affordability. Yeah.
Although I did learn recently that you can put as little as 5% down. You just have to pay mortgage insurance on a monthly basis, which adds like $200-$300 a month.
And did you read that you have to give your left testicle?
Really?
It's a black market thing. You know what? You can do it, 5% and a nut.
I'd give both.
I can't
for
believe
that.
You didn't know that.
I would
That's
be a
insane.
Horrible father. Jeff, would you like to start us off with our first review?
Yeah, I'm going to say, though, I'm going to just preface it by saying I have a different appreciation for how hard you guys work on your show because Riley said, yeah, you know, we're going to do sandals. And I was like, oh, cool. I've even been there. There's got to be great reviews. And then yesterday I spent 4 hours.
No,
on TripAdvisor.
This show don't spend
reading,
more than 15
reading
minutes on 11, prep for this
there
show.
There were 11,261 reviews on TripAdvisor, and those were the 1-star reviews.
Oh my god!
And I have to give you cash for this. We'll give you the ad money for this week for 4 hours of work.
This is insane. Hey,
full disclosure: I even texted Riley last night, and I disguised it by saying, "Hey, are we zooming as well as doing audio?" And also, boy, these reviews, I really respect you. And I thought she might say, oh, I'm sorry, you actually don't need to get one. We do all that. And she's like, oh, we'll take whatever you find. I'm like, oh, damn it.
Fuck.
Okay.
Great. No, yeah, keep looking.
Yes, let me read this thing.
Yeah, give us, if the person has either just a first name or first name, last initial, we like to make up a last name for people and let us know how many stars.
Okay, it's from, well, it says GMU Green.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Universe Green.
Good morning, Universe Green.
From Chesapeake, Virginia. This is from November 21st, 2019. So almost just coming up on a year ago.
Coming up on a year. So which sandals is this? Is there a specific location for this one?
This is Sandals Ochi. Okay? I don't even know. One star, and the headline is Terrible Time.
Oh, it's in Jamaica.
Oh, Jamaica. Oh, this is where I went to Sandals. This might have been the same one.
Oh, my God.
How bizarre.
What? Full circle. One star.
All right. One star, terrible time and not worth the money paid. This trip was very disappointing from the very start to stepping foot onto the resort. For starters, our room was, quote, not as advertised. Thus, capital letters, super disappointed. Number one, equal sign. We were promised a room with a patio and balcony. When I inquired about this with the front desk, the communication I received was shocking, and I quote, your room does come with a balcony. However, only on certain floors, and those floors are 100% occupied, so unfortunately, no patio balcony for you.
What?
What?
All right, so, Taryn, I know that this is your first day of training. I'm just going to run you through some ways to deal with customer complaints and kind of make sure that they have the best experience possible. And then, you know, if a customer comes up and has a complaint, maybe we can try it out real time. Basically, if somebody comes up, let's say that their dining experience wasn't what they thought it was going to be. We like to do mental gymnastics, kind of like ways to put a positive spin on it. Let's say somebody says, oh, my steak came medium well. I ordered it medium rare. Just say, well, medium well is just medium rare that has a little bit of more maturity to it. So in a way, you're kind of getting double your money.
Do you want me to say that to you right now? Or is that just something that you want me to say?
That's just
later,
an example.
Like
okay,
on
so,
the day.
So what, what would you say if somebody came up to you and said, hey, the pool is too crowded. Is there somewhere else we can go? And keep in mind, there's nowhere else they can go.
Okay, there's nowhere else. So I'm not going to say there's nowhere else you can go. So
no,
that's,
no, no.
That's definitely
do not,
what I don't say.
Under no circumstances say anything negative.
Okay, under no, zero, like
zero
nothing.
Like, circumstances.
Okay. Sorry, I get it. So if the pool is crowded, I'll be like, here at Sandals, I think it's just, we like a little thing called a party. So if
that's
you want to take
perfect.
Place in a pool party. Yeah. So
hey,
yeah.
excuse me. I'm a customer here.
Yes.
Can I
try it out?
Our AC unit in our room was malfunctioning, and when I just called the front desk, I was told to call maintenance myself.
Go for it, Taryn. Go for it.
Okay,
Taryn.
So I can't be like, I can't believe like the front desk absolutely should not have done that.
Zero negative, only positive, go.
All right. I am so sorry that you had that experience, that it was a little jarring to you, but I guess here at Sandals we like to make you guys feel like the power's in your hands.
Oh.
So it's like if you know something's broken, like you know that you have the power to fix it. So how was that? Was that fine? Was that good? Was that fine?
My husband is actually really good with tools. Thank you so much for that. I'll head back and let him know. He'll
of
love
course.
That. He loves a project.
Cut awesome. Back to the room with her and her husband. So what'd they say? What did the front desk say?
Well, here's the deal. I never thought of it this way. The reason they do it, it's like it's couples therapy because she said, now we're involved. So you get to fix it. I thought it was.
What?
You're so good with tools.
It's a central AC unit. I'm going to have to go down to the boiler room and check out the HVAC. That's what they told you?
That's a terrible idea they had. I'm going back down.
Cut back to the front desk.
Hi, I was just here. And
hello, yes, I remember. So did you get everything fixed?
No, because I went back and my husband said that it's a central AC unit and that
that's
he would
exactly
have
right.
to go downstairs. By the way, I have another complaint.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say anything because you were so nice, but now I feel like maybe this isn't right. The shower and the sink water pressure is terrible. The water from the sink has only one speed, slow.
Okay. All right. Excuse me one second, ma'am. I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous.
Just
I'm so
spin
nervous.
It positive.
I'm so nervous.
Just tell them
I'm
that
so
it's
nervous.
Like good.
So here's, you know what? I totally hear you. And I guess for you mainlanders, our speed here can seem a little slow. But I guess here at Sandals, our whole motto is like, we're on island time. Island living, keep it slow. All right. Why do you need to rush a shower? Why do you need to?
Enjoy
what are you? What are you feeding off to?
Enjoy
the
shower.
That's exactly right. And in terms of the temperature, that is actually something we're working on. And I'm really sorry about that because we take things to the extreme here at Sandals. We take fun and relaxation to the extreme. So that's why
is
it's
he your boss,
really
this
hot
man
and really cold. Yeah,
is he your
this
boss?
Is this is Brian. He is my boss.
Brian, I would just like to say she's a delightful young woman. You were lucky to have
no,
her.
No, we agree.
And she's just fantastic. And what is your name, dear?
I'm Taryn. Yes.
We are here with our 24-year-old son. He's a wonderful young man, and I'm wondering if you would be interested in meeting him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean that sounds that sounds great.
Lewis?
Hi, I'm Lewis.
This is Taryn.
I'm Taryn. It's nice to meet you. Your mom has been very kind. I'm so sorry that problems have continued to come up for you guys.
I actually had a complaint from the pool.
Okay.
I was going down the slide and it like, I don't know, it just wasn't like, there wasn't a lot of water and so it was kind of scratching my back on the way down. I was just wondering if maybe there could like increase the water flow because a lot of people were kind of ending up with some scratches. And
excuse me one second. Brian, this one's actually really bad. People are ending with scratches on the water slide. I don't know.
This one's a real challenge. I might have to step
this
in.
This one's a real challenge. Okay,
I've
Brian,
been doing
you
this
go
for 12 years.
This is my manager, Brian. This is my boss.
Hi.
He actually knows a lot more about
back,
this than
scratches
I do.
On your back. Let's just say, and I don't mean, you're 24? Yeah, I'm 24. So you're sexually active, right?
Brian,
what?
Brian, you cannot,
no, just,
Brian.
No, hear me out. The fact that you have scratches on your back, man, and this is man to man, women are going to think that you are just a dynamo in the sack, all right? And that's what Sandals is all about. It's about getting out of that grind and getting into that, like she said, island time.
Your father had the same scratches when we were young, Lewis.
Wow, that's so special.
Own it, man. You're a Lothario to other people. In fact, why don't you go down that slide one more time? I mean, I don't really want to. It really hurt. No, let's see you go down that slide. Cut to the pool deck. I really don't want to do this again, guys.
Go down the slide,
everyone's
Lewis.
At the bottom of the slide.
Lewis. Slides down. They cut the water completely.
Gets the bottom. A flock of women come up.
Yes.
Riley, would you like to do
Let
our second review?
Yeah, here we go. So Sandals, Emerald Bay, Bahamas. This is 2 stars from December 2019.
From before the storm.
Absolutely. From Fearless and then a bunch of numbers. So what's the last name for Fearless?
Well, it's not great, but his name is Fearless Jones.
Okay, here we go from Fearless. It's not great. That's what his parents said when he came out of the womb. He's like, oh, well, it's not great, but his name is Fearless Jones.
It's not ideal, okay. But we'll name him Fearless.
But we'll name him. This is 2 stars, and the title is Beautiful Property and Location. 5-star is a joke. The bad far outweighs the good. As mentioned earlier, grounds and beach are wonderful. That's the good. We had a Prime Minister beachfront suite with butler service. As their commercials and promotional materials tout, the butlers are trained to anticipate your every need. We also, prior to arrival, filled out an extensive list online of preferences so our butlers would know what we like to drink, to snack on, etc. Our needs are pretty simple. We like vodka, Stoli, and we always want ice on hand. We like salty snacks, nuts, popcorn, etc. All of the advance effort is for naught. When we arrived, the room was stocked with nothing. Our butler did get us ice and vodka, but when asked, they said they don't often get the preferences passed along to them. We did get one bottle of Stoli shortly after arriving, but after that, they were out, and we got whatever was on hand. Our room was dirty. The cushions on the chairs hadn't been cleaned in years. When we mentioned this to our butler, he said, oh, that's housekeeping. They cut corners sometimes. With our room level, we were supposed to have 24-hour access to our butlers. They give you a cell phone to call them, which runs out of power about every other day, so you have to track them down to get a charged one. One evening, with the cell phone dead, I called room service at about 6:30 p.m. and asked for a shrimp cocktail. I was told I could get it the following day. We read some stories.
Dinner time.
We read some stories online before by some guests saying they got items a day or two after asking for them. We thought it was just someone making a joke, but it's not.
Hey, welcome back to the show. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Got two guests with us today. The topic is when a family outpunts our coverage. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, the average family makes a certain amount of money to live a certain amount of way. Every so often, save up their money, like vacation, they're going to go somewhere. We're talking today to a family who saw the need for a butler. So they went to a resort in a foreign country and they needed a butler. And I think what we're examining is not privilege, but expectations that can never be met because of the things that we're seeing today between people like the Kardashians and all of these other that live to a level. So anyway, joining us today, we got Bill Withers with us, not the singer, just Bill Withers. And then Tamara Jenkins, also a famous name that I can't recall, but she's not that person. Guys, what do you make about this? This is a family, if we're just talking honestly, he's a plumber, she's a part-time kindergarten teacher, and they need a butler. Who needs a butler?
Thank you so much for having us on, Alan. I think this is really, really important stuff that is not talked about as much as it should be. And I'm so happy to be here with Bill Withers.
And thank you so much for saying that I'm not the singer Bill Withers, because people constantly are like I applied for a loan, right? Partially to fund the butler. I go into the bank and they're like, oh, you're not. You don't look like the singer. And I'm like, I'm not the singer. I was immediately denied, mostly because of my credit score, but also because I wasn't the singer.
Can I call you Willie?
I would prefer anything but Bill, actually. Yeah, just so that there's no confusion.
Did you say you had a butler?
I would like a butler. I kind of make our children kind of get us things. And, you know, they're getting older and we don't want to take advantage of them. So.
And it's hard to train the dog,
It's hard to train the dog.
Call me crazy. Been on this earth quite a while. Never had a damn butler. Don't understand the point. I'm reading this.
I get that.
In a local Toulouse High magazine.
Yeah.
What's the point of the butler? It seems to be creating some sort of hierarchy of have and have not, or is it some sort of power
That's
struggle?
Exactly What's it, happening? Though. That's exactly it.
Well, right.
What we
you
like
hit the
is
nail
to
on the
feel
head there, Alan.
Better than other people in a way. Put others down so we can have our needs met without lifting a finger. And I'm glad you understand.
Exactly. And I think it's really frustrating sometimes because they're like, that's super, like, no one needs, you know, people, those angry people. You know,
like,
you've seen those angry people. It's like, no one needs that kind of privilege. I'm like,
well,
we do. But we do, actually.
Roberta, would you get me another coffee, please? And my bagel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, who was that?
Sorry, go ahead.
Who was that?
So.
Oh, that's just one of the PAs we have working
So what's the difference between a PA and a butler?
Quite a bit. A PA is a production assistant. They're working in the industry. A butler is, you know, granted, they're working
personal
and they're
assistant
in an industry, but
personal assistant, PA,
I mean,
different industry, sure.
Willie, but let's go back to you and the Roberta toasted. Thank you. Let's go back to you and this idea of hierarchy. Where did that come from? Why are you not enough as you are?
My brother is one of the leading researchers for finding a cure for cancer. And he's
incredible.
He's amazing.
Incredible.
And that's great. But family dinners, I'm always the one left behind. And if I could have a butler, if I could be independently wealthy on a plumber's salary, maybe my parents would be proud of me. Is that too much to ask?
I don't think
Tamara,
so.
Tamara, what do you think?
Well, I don't think that's too much to ask at all. I mean, when I think butler, I think
university.
I think university. When I think butler, I do think. Then I have always said that, and that's why Bill knows. I have always said
your alma mater,
when I
Butler
think
University.
Butler, I think about my time in Indiana, and I think about how when I was at Butler, which, and a lot of people don't know this, it's not a school where you train butlers. So I actually went there, and I studied poli-sci, but I shortly fell after that, fell out of that.
Fell out of the degree, or you can tell them about the fall.
Oh my God, Bill. I mean, I didn't want to bring this up on air, and like, you know, I'm such a fan of you, Alan, and this show, but I did have a
big
fall.
This is why
fall.
The show is great. People, tell me things. Yeah, tell me.
But you create an environment fall, that we feel comfortable.
Absolutely, and you create an environment that Bill feels very comfortable
I
in telling my personal stories.
Find me something else, berries or something, just something something that's on the list. It's a small list. Just get it.
Can we ask for Roberta for something?
Yeah. Sorry.
What's that?
What's up? I know it's okay. I can get whatever you guys want. I can get whatever you guys want. What do you guys need?
Could we get some toast points? And yeah, we'll do some mimosas.
You say toast points?
I don't know. Now she's getting stuff for them. How am I going to get mine?
Well, sorry, Alan, I don't mean to. Yeah, I can go.
Roberta, do your thing. Do your thing, because it's going to be your last thing.
Are you serious? Is this real? Are you actually like firing me for this? You're firing me for getting food for the
toast points, and then you're fired would be great. Yeah. Thanks so much, Roberta.
What are toast points? Yeah. Sorry, this is gonna be my last thing. I should do it right. What the hell are toast points?
Forget it. You know what? Just never mind.
Hey, Roberta, before you go.
Yes,
why don't you take over the show? Because you always come in here with your little notes for me that I use. Admittedly, I will use them quite frequently.
I know.
And maybe you should have been given a producer credit.
I absolutely should have been. Yeah.
Why don't you host for a minute? Go ahead, Roberta. It's your last day.
This is crazy. All right. Well, I'm going to get fired for this anyway. So, all right.
There's a little theme music. Da 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 da.
God. No, well, I don't want to do it like that. Hi. Hey. Hello. Welcome to the show. It's, you know, I know you're used to seeing Alan on, but Alan, you know, is having a bit of a day. I didn't get him his coffee right this morning, and he's having a little fit about it. So he said, Roberta, you host the show. Oh, my God, Alan. All right. Bill Withers here with us.
Willie.
Bill.
Willie.
Let's
go.
Oh my God. Willie, what do you think about the class disparity issue in America, I guess?
Not like I've heard a discussion on class disparity on every other fucking network on the air.
Excuse me, Roberta. I hope I can break up this fight because I actually never got to describe the fall I had. I started talking about it because Bill did bring it up. All right. Oh my God, we're talking about real issues, and you want to tell us about one time you tripped? Well, it wasn't actually a trip.
It was more than a trip.
It was a pretty big fall. It was down a flight. It was like, you know, a small landing in a house. Right, so like three or four stairs up.
It was a sunken living room. She fell onto the couch.
Kill the moment.
Oh my God, okay, fine. Tell me about your traumatic fall.
Cut to the Emmys that year. We are on the red carpet with Alan, with Roberta, with fucking Tamara and Willie Withers. Guys, talk about the recent Emmy win for your guys' episode from March 19th of the Alan Talk Show. It made headlines. It went viral. You guys are the new royalty of American television.
Let me just speak. Oh, Ryan, there's Ryan Seacrest. Ryan!
Big fan!
I would just like to say that I'm most proud of this episode. I think not really because of what Roberta did. She did a really great job, as did our other two guests.
We love this.
But I'll tell you honestly, it was the culmination for me of a hell of a career. And it turns out I'm a pretty damn good producer of talent. And I appreciate the recognition. Oh, wait, Ryan's coming over.
Hey,
I'm going to go talk to him.
I love the show. Wow, he's animated.
Thanks.
And Roberta, can you just talk about how like you almost ruined the show's chances at getting an Emmy just with your like behavior on the show?
Well, yeah, I admit I was a little more fired up than usual that day. But I mean, I do believe that. The reason why we got Emmy recognition for this episode is because you basically watched me get fired on air. So if that doesn't get ratings, I don't know what will.
Ryan
that doesn't
calls out
the numbers,
to
I don't
Roberta.
Know what will.
Roberta, can I get a coffee and toast points? The entire red carpet cracks up.
No! No!
Everybody applauds as she's dragged away.
I wanted to wink on camera for my dad.
Oh, should we do our last segment, Ryan?
Let's do it.
This should be all week long. Okay. Jeff, what's been shaking you? What's on your mind? Any current obsessions or grievances you have to air, etc.?
Wow. I'd like to be original. I'm taking here a moment. Grievances. Yeah, here's a grievance. And I'm not going to get into specifics, but indecision creates uncertainty, and it's driving me insane.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's really good.
I call it IUI, indecision, uncertainty, insanity.
Is that from your personal life? Is indecision one of your biggest pet peeves?
Yes, because uncertainty is one of the most difficult things for me to live with.
Yeah.
And it really is. In fact, we shot Survivor in China years ago. And while we were there, I arranged this meeting with a monk that we had used at the start of the show. This beautiful 30-year-old, like his, you could just tell he was full of beauty and wisdom and kindness from just the way his skin, he didn't have any of those products. He didn't need like a regimen. He just was like a dude. And so I arranged a meeting and we brought an interpreter and he said, so what is it you want to ask me? And he was in between meditations. He would meditate for an hour, live for 4 hours, then meditate for an hour on the 4 hours he had just lived, then meditate another hour, live 4 hours. That was all he did, was meditate and then live in the meditation. And I said, well, how do you deal with uncertainty? And he picked up a glass, like this, say this can, and he said, well, a thing is only uncertain until it isn't. For instance, this glass, it was cylindrical. And he said, this glass could have been square, but it's round. And that was it. And I was like, wow, I know you just told me something powerful. I'm still trying to figure it out. But the takeaway was, a thing is only uncertain until it isn't, which means it will not be uncertain forever.
That's, yeah. Right.
It will be certain. But I still, my wife all the time is like, what's wrong? I go, I'm anxious. I didn't even know I had anxiety.
Yeah.
But clearly I have anxiety because I'm so uncertain and it's making me insane.
That's really good, actually. Yeah, because it's like, because uncertainty creates fear, and people say that like fear is for me the worst thing in the world. Like it comes out of anxiety and like indecision and stuff like that. And it's like, as soon as you know, there's no reason to fear, because you, even if it's something you don't want to do or you don't want to have happen, at least you know what you're to expect. If you don't know what to expect,
and Jeff,
you
kind
can
of,
fear
and Jeff,
everything.
Jeffrey, you do have like a fear, like, you know, it's like you have the fears of like fear of the dark, fear of like something under the bed, but also the fear of like, will you ever find love? Will you ever make your dad proud? Will you ever own a house?
Know.
Like, will you
like,
ever like make someone laugh who's not just faking it, being like, oh no, that's really good, but like,
pity laughs,
will you ever like get a full belly laugh from someone? So Jeffrey totally knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Jeff's like, Jeff's filled with fear.
You know what's funny, Jeff, is that I'm constantly on first dates, right? And then like something happens with like the woman's friend or like roommate, and she has to leave early. And like
you always get a call.
She always gets a call, right? And so she has to jet, and I'm obviously like, oh, I'd love to do this again. And she's like, maybe. And then I'm kind of like dining and alone and dashing home.
So Jeff never pays for the meal, and he also gets people leave. So.
Yeah. But
that's kind of what,
man,
he
comes with. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
Oh God, I was gonna say, I don't see that at all. You seem like a super cool, likable guy.
Well, if you have anybody you know, Jeff, I'm single and looking to mingle during a global pandemic. So
Jeff is looking to go out on the street maskless and just open mouth kiss the first person he sees.
I want to let my guard down and my mask down at the same time and just kind of like
sing
at a woman.
I highly recommend you don't do that. It's
he's
just,
like, please do
not. So IUIs, that's something you use in your personal
IUI.
Life?
IUI. Decision. Yeah, there you go.
Uncertainty.
How about you, Riley?
Jeff, I think I cry at least, if not every day, once every 2 days. I cry all the time. I think I've talked about on the podcast that my therapist says that is my body's way of processing my emotions. And so I am not afraid of a good cry. And I literally, at one point this weekend, I was like anxious or, you know, dealing with something. But I was actually okay about it. But like, because my body, like, I need to cry to move on from something. Like, I can't let something go unless I just cry it. And so Daniel was like, are you okay? And he's like, I can tell you're in your face that you're not okay. And I'm like, listen, I'm actually fine, but I do need to cry right now. So I will get back to you. I'm like, I know I sound crazy, but I actually am fine. I just need to sob. I went in child's pose on the floor for like 20 minutes.
Onto a yoga mat.
Yes.
At the end, you have to pick the mat up with all the tears and like pour it into your sink.
Yeah. So yeah, what shook me is that I'm just like such an emotional soul. Yeah, so not to brag, but I cry all the time.
Nice.
Anyway, Jeffrey.
You're crying right now. You're on the verge of tears.
No.
What shook me all week long is two words that couldn't be... There's no combination of two words that are more perfect than this, Jeff. And we're talking about fried rice. I made fried rice homemade for the first time in my life last week. It's so simple. You just get old rice that you have in the fridge, butter in the pan, egg in the pan, chopped onion in the pan, caramelize the onion, cook the egg, rice is
in the pan,
stir it up, make sure each grain gets a little bit crisp, add some chopped chicken, whatever you need to get through the day, and that's dinner. And this is all within 20 minutes. I mean, it's a stir fry of sorts, and it's a great weeknight meal that takes me back to weekend dinners at the Hibachi Grill with mother and papa.
Totally. Totally. When they make the volcano,
right?
And the fire comes up.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Actually, I want to learn how to do an onion tower. We should all get together for a dinner night and do the onion tower.
And just do onion towers.
Yeah, throw the egg.
What's for dinner? I see the appetizers. I see the appetizers, the onion tower, but like, what's like the main?
Oh, that's the, that's the appetite. That's the whole meal.
I was just impressed how casually you said it, and then you caramelized the thing, and then clearly know your way around a kitchen a little bit.
I'd never made it before. I mean, I know how to caramelize onions because I make very simple things like grilled cheese and like grilled chicken and steak and like just like very two-step things. I can't do like 19-step processes. So that's why I like fried rice, because it's like three steps.
What's your go-to if it wasn't a pandemic and you were having a date and you invited them over and you were going to cook? What do you make?
I mean, it depends if she eats meat or not, because I've dated people who don't. But either like a baked salmon. I do this baked salmon that my mom taught me how to make, where it's like a mixture of brown sugar and Dijon mustard. And then you pour it on the salmon and bake it, and then it caramelizes over the salmon. And then I would just do that with some like broccoli or something, and then like a dessert. I don't know. But if she eats meat, I would maybe do a steak or burgers. I'm a good grill master. But again, forever alone. So this scenario that you're saying that a woman's going to agree to come to my apartment.
You don't have to worry about
it's
that.
Not gonna
you don't
happen,
have to worry about
that. Jeff, final question. What are you going to be for Halloween?
And why?
Go.
Okay. That's a good question, because prior to meeting my wife, I really didn't go to Halloween parties. I was never into dressing.
Yeah.
Then I meet my wife, and suddenly going to these big parties is pretty fun because you're going to have a couple tequilas. But it took me a long time to get into the dress up. So probably what I would go if we went to a Halloween party, which I cannot imagine. We went to Burning Man last year for our one and probably only time.
That's awesome.
Not that there was anything wrong with it. It's super cool. I love the idea of creating a community and that it's self-supporting. It's really, really cool. Just, I don't know, like if that's something we need to go to again, but in preparation, we bought what equated to like a trunk full of outfits, because everybody's like, oh, Burning Man. Okay. First of all, if you're a woman, you got to have something sexy. If you're a man, you got to have this. And you got to look like you're some Mel Gibson character from some apocalyptic movie. And it gets really cold. So make sure you have 2, 3, 4 jackets. Plus you need 16 scarves. You need goggles. You need this. You need 7 water bottles.
It is like,
so we got this fucking,
it's a production.
Everybody gives you their advice. Yes, it's a production. We wore like 3 things. So we have all these clothes, and we joke about the fact that for the next 5 years, all we're going to do is open the Burning Man chest up, pull something out.
Absolutely.
Good to go.
Hell yes. All right. Jeff, do you have anything to plug? Current projects, things coming up, anything? The floor is yours.
Nothing to plug. We're waiting to figure out when and how to shoot Survivor. And so that's kind of, for work-wise, that's what I'm focused on. But I really enjoyed being a guest, and I'm so glad that I, you know, I I didn't know anything about this. And then Riley, if a while back, said, hey, you know, I'm doing this podcast. And I was instantly, I'm not blowing smoke, I was instantly hooked. It's a super clever concept. And you guys are wicked fast and funny, so much so that I didn't realize we were improvising a couple of times when you were talking. But it's really cool, and congratulations.
Oh,
to you.
That means so much for coming.
We appreciate that.
This was so fun.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Check out Jeff. Do you want to plug your social media at least? Anything that where people can follow?
Nope, nothing. Nobody cares about my social media, including me.
Great. Well, you can find Riley at Riley Anspa on Instagram, at Riley Coyote on Twitter, and you can find the show at Review Review on Instagram and Twitter at Review Review Show.
And you can find Jeffrey on Instagram at I am Jeffrey James and on Twitter at Don't Play No James.
I promise. Well, I didn't promise him, but Jeff, my best friend from childhood, I've known him since he was five, is the biggest Survivor fan I know. His name is Tucker. So Tucker says hi, and he's a big fan. He didn't ask me to say this, but I know that that'll make him happy.
I got to give him the one phrase that you never want to hear on Survivor, which is, Tucker, tribe has spoken. Time for you to go.
And we're out. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll see you next week. Arrivederci.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.